All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let us begin a long, exciting journey ahead of us here. We're going to start with the daf, as I put out on the WhatsApp last night. We're going to start with the daf. And the Meiras Hashem, if we have any time left over, we'll do the Parsha of Art here in person. So our shiur this morning is dedicated by our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Adar, the Lerner family, in memory of Mrs. Dina Lerner Gerber, Zichron Levracha, and the merit of an Aliyas Neshama. We truly hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Neshama will have an Aliyah and the family Ein Nechama. A week of learning sponsored by Paul and Kathy Pollack, in memory of Paul's grandparents, Zechariah Be'Abram and Dina Bas Pesach, who both were Nifter and Avdia. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an Aliyah and the family Ein Nechama. And a day of learning sponsorship, the Pomerantz family, in honor of Zadie Joel's birthday. Mazel tov. May he be blessed with good health, continue nachas from his children and grandchildren, and may have esim shanim tovos. Now, with that, let us begin. Today's daf is Nun Vav, 56. We are picking up where we left off on Nun Hamad Beis 55b. And we are picking up. I realize I left off one phrase before the end of the actual comment, but it's all right. So we're picking up today 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 lines up from the bottom. So Bosse, if you remember again, the Gemara was discussing about what happens if a person walks into a city and he's concerned about Ayin Hara. So what does he do regarding that Ayin Hara? So then the Gemara goes on, the idachal me'ine bisha delay. This is very interesting. The Gemara says, what happens if he is concerned? If he is concerned, good. If he's concerned regarding him giving an Ayin Hara to someone else, that's again, so we'll say, remember again, the Gemara started off yesterday by saying, if he's concerned about someone else giving him an Ayin Hara, that's the right thumb in the left hand, the left thumb in the right hand. What happens if he's concerned that he may give an Ayin Hara? In other words, we'll say, that ultimately, again, he may go ahead, and perhaps, again, look longingly upon someone else's brachos, causing them an ayin hara. So the Gemara says, this is amazing. Atrafei dinechirei dismalei. What should he do? He should look down at his left nostril. So what does he look down at his left nostril? So I think on a very pashut level, what the Gemara is saying is, stop looking at what other people have. Sometimes, again, if you're worried about giving someone else an ayin hara, because you're worried about looking longingly at someone else's bracha, just look down at your left nostril. Look at your own life. Look at what you have. Focus on the brachos that you possess, and don't spend your life looking at what everyone else has. Pasach idach. So now the second rabbi, because you also remember again, this was this group of rabbanim who were sitting together, and each of them said, let's share with each other something that no one else heard. So now it was the second rabster. Pasach idach va'amar. Is actually fascinating. Hayman dechalish yoma. Hayman dechalish. If a person is ill, yoma kama lo ligli. The first day that he's ill, he should not reveal his illness to anyone else. Literally, in order that his mazel, that is good favor, not go ahead and be diminished. So I will say there's this idea that when a person is ill, there's an element to sometimes first keeping things quiet. Keeping things quiet. See what happens. Perhaps in Meretz Hashem, the issue will be quickly resolved. The person doesn't need to make a big deal about it. Doesn't need to draw a lot of fanfare to it. However, if the illness persists, mikan ve'elich, ligli. If the illness persists, then a person absolutely should share it with others. Why is that? Gemara gives an example. Ki hadi Rava kiav chalish yomakama. When Rava was ill, the first day he was ill, lo migli, he would not reveal his illness to anyone. Mikan ve'elich, but from after first day and on, if the illness persisted, amr l'shame, he would say to his attendant, puk achriz Rava chalish, go and announce in the marketplace, Rava is ill. So we'll say, obviously, the idea of sharing the news about the illness is so that others should go ahead and daven on his behalf. But listen to this. And for people who don't like me, they'll be happy that I'm sick. And that's good if they're happy that I'm sick. Why? Bin al tismach, al yagel ibecha, Chazal say, what happens? The pasuk tells us, do not rejoice in the downfall of your enemy. For if you rejoice in the downfall of your enemy, God will go ahead and take his wrath away from your enemy and put it on to you. So Rava said, first of all, it's incredible that obviously Rava knew that there are people who didn't like him also, which is true of any person. Right? So he said, the people who like me will daven for rachmanis. I mean, people who don't like me will rejoice that I'm ill, and because they're going to rejoice that their enemy is ill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his wrath away from me and direct it elsewhere, and I'll be healed. Shmuel kavich av chalma bisha. We'll say Shmuel, so now we're switching back to dreams. Shmuel, when he would have a bad dream, this is incredible. Amar, v'chalomos ha-shavi daberu. He said, ultimately again, chalomos ha-shavi daberu, which means dreams are nothing. Right? Dreams don't, they just talk about nothingness. They don't convey any type of meaningful message. Yet, ki avachazi chalmatava, when he would have a good dream, Amar, v'chia chalomos ha-shavi daberu, would say, well, are dreams nothing? V'aksiv, Bachaloma daberbo, the pasuk says that Chodesh Baruch Hu would communicate, right? Would communicate. Okay, the pasuk over here that is talking is, I'm going to find it on the bottom. Vayomer Shimuna dvarei miyani ve'achem Hashem ara. That's right. Bachaloma daberbo. So we'll say. So this is interesting. So when Shmuel would have a bad dream, he would say dreams are nothing. When he would have a good dream, he would say Chodesh Baruch Hu communicates to us in dreams. Now remember again, this is going after the opinion, after the mindset that says that the impact of dreams are fundamentally based on the interpretation of those dreams. Hakol holich achar hapeh, or hakol holich achar hapitaron. Everything about a dream is determined ultimately, again, by how it is interpreted. So when Shmuel had a bad dream, he dismissed it as nothing. When he had a good dream, he ultimately understood that it was a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing. So the Gemara says, v'haksev. I'm sorry. Rava Ramiksiv. Rava went ahead and contrasted to Psukim. Bachaloma daberbo, uksiv bachalomosa shavi daberu. So we'll say, so Rava contrasted these Psukim. On one hand, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates through a chalom, through a dream. And then the other Pasuk says that dreams or shav speak of nothingness. Lokashya kan ayide malach, kan ayide shade. So Rava understood that a dream that comes through a malach is meaningful, but a dream that comes through a shade, a demon, is meaningless. Amra bizna bar zavda amra biyakiv amra panda amra nachum amra bira mishum zakin echla mana rabino esrim va'arba posri chalomos hayu b'yushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Jerusalem. 24 dream interpreters. So we'll say, listen to this story. So this, whoever's saying this is Rabizna. So pam achas chalanti chalom. One time I had a dream. V'halachti itzal kulam. And I went to all 24 dream interpreters. Umashe pasra li zeh, lo pasra li zeh. And every single dream interpretation was different. And here's the amazing part. V'nikulam niskaimu bi. And they all were fulfilled through, they were all fulfilled. All 24 interpretations of the dream came true. L'kai mashenemar, kala chalomos holkim achar hapeh. As Rabbi Ossi, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying over here, to fulfill that which is stated in the verse, all dreams follow the interpretation of the mouth, right? Dreams follow their interpretation. So the Gemara says, one second. You're quoting that statement like it's a pasuk. Is that a pasuk? To which the Gemara says, in, actually it is. Rabbi Allah says, how do you know that all dreams follow their interpretation? Rabbi Allah says, this is incredible. This is by the Sara Ofim and the Sara Tabachim, by the baker and the butler, by Yosef. Right, well, actually, it's not the baker. The baker's dead by now. Right, but it's the butler. Right, it's the butler who tells Paro, there was this Ivri, there was this Jew in the prison, and the way he interpreted our dreams, by Hikasher Pasar Lanu, the way he interpreted our dreams, Kain Haya. So the Gemara is using that as a proof to the idea that dreams follow their interpretation. Well, so just to understand, this notion of dreams following their interpretation, we're going to see, is actually not an esoteric concept. It's a profound psychological concept that ultimately, again, if you instill in people's mind a certain vision of the way things are, and you instill it and you reinforce it enough, that becomes their reality. So if I have a dream and I interpret it as a good omen that colors the way I view life that day, those circumstances that day, I have a bad dream and I see it as a bad omen, that'll color. It's an incredibly profound idea that we walk through life with these preconceived constructs of the way things are, of the way people are, of the way we are. And our life narrative flows through that construct, right? The lenses you wear through life color everything you see. And you know this. There are certain people who have an incredibly positive disposition, and everything that happens is like the most wonderful bracha. And a lot of us look at people like that and we say, "You're an idiot." Right? You know, I mean, like, what's the matter with you? That things are not so as good as you think, right? Things are not as wonderful as you think. Hey, but yet, it's amazing when you have that disposition. When you have that disposition, it's amazing how life looks. Conversely, there are people who walk around just negative and bitter and cynical and angry. And everything is terrible. So I will say, that's what it's saying, is everything goes after the interpretation. You want to interpret it positively, that's how you're going to see it. You want to interpret it negatively, then unfortunately, that's how you're going to see it as well. So the Gemara goes on, Amarava, Behu Dimashle Mehin Chame. When is it true that dreams follow their interpretation? Only when what? Only when the interpretation, however, is linked to the dream. In other words, the interpretation must be rooted in some type of real explanation of the dream. To give an outlandish interpretation of the dream that doesn't have anything to do with the dream, then ultimately, again, the dream does not materialize that way. Shneemar ishke chalamo pasar vayar sar ha'ofim. Shabbos say this is incredible. So the pasuk says that the sar ha'ofim kitov pasar. He saw that Yosef had interpreted the butler's dream well. So the Gemara says, Amra Minayada, how did the baker know that Yosef did a good job interpreting the dream? Interestingly enough, the butler and the baker, each of them dreamed their own dream and also dreamed the interpretation of their fellow. So in other words, the butler dreamed his dream and the interpretation of the baker's dream, and vice versa. So therefore, again, when the baker saw Yosef's interpretation of the butler's dream, he saw that Yosef was correct, because the baker himself knew the interpretation of the butler's dream. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hishkim v'nafal ha'pasik l'soch piv, harezin evu ha'kitana. This is so beautiful. If you wake up in the morning and there's a pasik, right? You wake up in the morning with a pasik on your lips, that is a sign of prophecy. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, gimul chalomos miskaimin. Ultimately, there are three dreams which come to fruition. Shal Shachris, Chalom Shal Shachris, a dream that you dream in the morning. Rabbi say, what does that mean? So that means not like once you're awake for the day, right? It means that the dreams that you dream right before you wake up. So apparently, those dreams that you dream right before you wake up, those are miskayim. V'chalom shechalom l'chavero, or if your friend dreams a dream about you, that comes true. V'chalom sheniftar besoch chalom. Or, this is interesting, if you have a dream, and in your dream, another dream is interpreted. That interpreted dream ultimately, again, comes true. The Gemara says, Omer, af chalom shenishna. Or if you keep having the same dream, shene emar va'al hishanos ha'chalom. That's by Paro. Right? Paro has the same dream, and therefore that's indicative that the dream is going to come true. Amar b'shulwa nachmane rabbi yonasan. In marlon v'adam elemer hur labas. So now, Gemara introduces a dramatically new position. This is b'shulwa nachmane rabbi yochanan who says, dreams are meaningless. All dreams are a manifestation of your subconscious. Whatever it is that you've been thinking about that day, that's what you dream about. There's no deeper message. There's no nivu. I mean, there is a deeper message. It tells you what really is flooding your subconscious. But at the end of the day, there's no nivuah. There's no this. You dream about what you think about during the day. Ela meher hurei libo. So I should say, your dreams are a manifestation of your thoughts. Shene emar ana malka rayonecha mishkavich saliku vibay semehacha v'rayone levavcha tinda. So we'll say, the Gemara quotes these psukim from Daniel. And both of them ultimately are referencing this point. I am the king. Anamalka rayonecha mishkava saliku. You're the king on your bed. Your thoughts flood your head. Rayone levavech tinda. The thoughts of your heart will be known. Am rava teda. Tova machvul in hishlo dikla didava. Vlo pila da'il bakupa demachta. No one ever has a dream about a golden palm tree. And no one ever has a dream about an elephant walking through the eye of a needle. What's the pshat? In other words, what does that mean? In other words, that people don't dream about things that is not rooted in their subjective reality. So generally, again, our dreams reflect some elements of our subjective reality. Now, they may represent amplified or exaggerated aspects of our subjective reality, but they're always rooted in something that is within the normal construct of our thought. So this is the position of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rav Yonah Sonos says, dreams are not nevuah, dreams are not the communication of God, dreams do not go ahead and convey any message about your life, about anything else, but rather ultimately, again, simply go ahead and are a manifestation of your thoughts. Top of Nun Vav. Amalei Kesa Rav Yoshua Bar Chanina. Amrisu Dechach Misa Tuva. Listen to this Gemara. So the Caesar said to Rabbi Yoshua Bar Chanina, they tell me that you are very wise. Emily, my chazina bechamai. So this is incredible. So the Caesar says to Rabbi Yoshua Bar Chanina, so if they say you're so wise, tell me, what am I going to be dreaming about tonight? What am I going to be dreaming about tonight? Can you imagine this? So the Gemara says, Amarle, I'll tell you, chazis dimishachri le parsoi. You're going to dream about the fact that the Persians are going to conquer you, and you're going to be shepherding pigs with a golden staff. That's going to be your dream tonight. So I'll say, so watch this. Hear her kula yoma. So I'll say, so the Caesar was very bothered by this notion. Very bothered that he would be conquered by the Persians and that he would be shepherding pigs with a golden staff. So he was thinking about this the whole day. And what happens? Ula arta chaza. Amazingly enough, what occurred? That's what he dreamt about that night. So also remember again, this is a continuation of the theme of Reb Shmuel, who understands this idea that dreams are simply a manifestation of your subconscious. Whatever it is that you are thinking about during the day is somehow going to be what is coming up in your mind at night. Amar Le Shavar Malkal Shmuel, another story like this. So Shavar Malkal, King Shapur, Rashi points out, was one of the Persian kings, said to Shmuel, Amrisa Dechach Misa Tuva, they tell me that you're very smart. Emily Mai Chazina Bechamai, tell me, what am I going to see in my dreams? Amarle, Chazis de Asu Ramai Vishavalacha, Vitachni Be Kashaisa Berechana de Dava. I see that the Romans are going to conquer you. And they're going to take you, right? You're going to run from them. They're going to capture, you're going to take you captive. And you're going to be crushing dates in with a golden press or a golden mill. So what happens? So the Gemara says, Hira Kula Yoma. So King Shapur was very bothered by this image or this idea the whole day. So he thought about it the whole day. And what happens? Ula Arta Chaza. And ultimately, again, that night he dreamt about it. So again, this is now a new school of thought, a new dream school of thought, which says dreams are not nevuah, they're not prophecy, they're not deeper messages about who you are, what you are, what you're going to be, what you're not going to be, but instead manifestations of what you are thinking about over the course of the day. Barheja, boss, an incredible story. Barheja mafshir chalmei. So let's listen to this. Now, we're reversing back a little bit. So Barheja was a dream interpreter. So boss, so now this story is reflective or supportive of the school of thought that says, hakol holich achar hapeh. So if you notice again now, we have three different schools of thought when it comes to dreams, right? Hakol holich achar hapeh, that the power of dreams is based on their interpretation, which again, also, I think, has a strong psychological understanding that the way it's interpreted ultimately becomes the way, and if you accept that interpretation, that becomes the way you see the world. There is a second school of thought that says dreams are some type of message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you may or may not understand. And then there's this third school of thought, which says dreams are not a message at all, but rather simply a manifestation of your subconscious about whatever it is that you were thinking about that day. So watch this. So this story of Barheja supports the interpretation approach. So the Gemara says, Barheja mafshir chalmei. Barheja was an interpreter of dreams. Let's listen to this. Mandi yoyev le'igra mafshir lemal. So watch this. But his interpretation depended on what? On what? On what you paid him. If you paid him, he gave you a good interpretation. If you didn't pay him, he gave you a bad interpretation. So watch this. So Abai and Rava, both, interestingly enough, both had a dream. And they had the same dream. Abaye yoiv leizuze, Rava lo yoiv leizuze. So Abaye would normally go out and give him money to interpret the dream, right? And Rava would not. So listen to this. So Amri leis, Rava said, dream. They had a series of dreams, as we're going to see. Obviously, not all in the same night. It sounds like this story maybe happens over some protracted amount of time. So Amri lei, they both Abaye and Rava said this. Remember, Abaye pays, Rava does not. So Amri lei, they said to Barhejia, Akrinon bechalmin sharcha tavuach leinecha. In our dream, we saw the pasuk that says your ox will be slaughtered in front of you. Shabbos says, remember again, this is part of a series of curses listed in the Torah that ultimately, again, will be overrun by enemies. Our oxen, like your oxen will be slaughtered in front of you, yet you will not get to partake of it. So the Rava Amarlei, Pasid Iskech Velo Ahanile Lame, I'm sorry. So the Rava Amar, so to Rava, remember, Rava is the non-paying customer. So to Rava, he said, it means is, Pasid Iskech, your business is going to suffer a terrible loss. Velo Ahanile Lamecha, and you're going to lose your appetite in Utsva Delibech because you're so sad. So your business is going to fail, and you're going to be so distressed that you're going to lose your appetite. Labai Amar, Mervach Aske, Sabai said, your business is going to succeed in such a wild way. And you're not even going to want to eat because you're going to lose your appetite from so much simcha. You're going to be so besimcha that you're not even going to want to eat. Okay. Amar le Akrinan. So we'll say they both came and had the same dream. In our dream, we saw Banim Ubanos Tolid. The Pasuk says, again, it will say same series of psukim. You will have sons and daughters, and the rest of the pasuk says, and they will not be with you because they will go into captivity. So the Gemara says, "Lurava amarle kivishuse." So to Rava who didn't pay, he said literally again, your sons and daughters are going to be taken captive. La Abaye Amarle, Bincha Ubnose, Ubansech Nefishe, Uminsa bin Bansech La'ama. You're going to have many sons and daughters, and ultimately again, your daughters are going to go ahead and marry men from all over the world, La'ama, you know, from faraway lands. Umedamyon Ba'apech Kidekaka'azlon Beshivya. And because they're going to live in such faraway places, it's going to look to you as if your daughters have been taken into captivity. So, but it's a bracha, meaning your children are going to get married, they're going to find good shiduchim, but they're not going to live locally. Right? They're going to move to out of town places. Akaryon, Banseich, Ubnoseich, Nisun La'amacher. Pasuk says, your sons and daughters will be given over to another nation. La'abaye, so to Abaye was the paying customer, Armalei Bincha, Ubanseich, Nefishin. You're going to have many sons and daughters, you're going to have an argument with your wife. At Amrit Likriveich, you're going to say that you want your children to marry into your mishpacha. Vihi Amra Likriva, she's going to say, I want the children to marry into my mishpacha. Va'ach Balach, and she's going to go ahead and win. Vihavis Lahon Likriva, and you're going to end up having to marry off your children to her family, and everyone knows her family, the Havi Ka'am Acher. Right, her family is like another nation. Right, so ultimately, again, but again, I want to point out it's a good interpretation. Meaning, again, it's about the marrying off of children. Your children are going to marry. You want them to marry your people. She wants them to marry her people because her family is a different nation. Right, and she's going to win. The Rava Amarle Divisu Shchiva. According to Rava, so for Rava who was a non-paying customer, to Rava he interpreted, your wife is going to pass away. Va'asu banel ubenoseli de isesa achrisi. And ultimately, you're going to remarry, and your children, your sons and daughters will have a stepmother. And ultimately, again, the children will then become subject to another woman. Right? Will become under the dominion of another woman. Do Amar Rava. Because Rava said, Abraham Yirmiyah, Bar Abba Amar Rav. Sorry. We'll say very dramatic. What does it mean? One interpretation of the pasuk that says your sons and your daughters will be given over to another nation. This refers to the father's wife. That sometimes when Rahman al son children lose their mother and the father remarries, so the relationship between the stepmother and the stepchildren isn't always good, and sometimes the children feel like they've been given over to another nation. Akrina b'chalman. Another. We'll say first wide line. First wide line. Akarin b'chalmin. We went ahead and we Abaye and Rava still have the same dream. Leich echol b'simcha lachmecha. Go and eat. Right? Go and eat your bread in happiness. La Abaye amarle mervach askech v'achal tevishasisa v'karisa psuka miched v'delibeich. So Abaye said, your business is going to succeed and you're going to read this pasuk in a state of happiness. Rava amar, pasit iskech, your business is going to fail. Tavachta v'lo achalta v'shasisa. You're going to slaughter your animals. And you're not going to eat, you're not going to drink because you're going to be so upset. And you'll read this pasuk in order to go ahead and ease your fears. Akrinon. And they had another dream, and in the dream they had this following pasuk: Zera Rav Totzi Asada. So we'll say, so the pasuk says, you will plant a lot of seed in the field, Uma'at Te'asof, but you'll only collect a little bit, Ki Yachsalenu Ha'arbe. Ultimately, again, because the locust will overrun the fields. La'abaye Amrle Mireshe, so Ta'abaye Barhej just said, you should focus on the beginning of the pasuk. Zeraf Totzi Asad, you're going to plant a lot of wheat in the field. L'Rava Amrle Misefa. To Rava, he said, you should focus on the end of the pasuk. Whatever you plant, ultimately is what is going to go ahead and be destroyed by the locust. Akrinon, we saw in another pasuk, Zesim Yu L'cha B'chol Gvulecha. You have olives in all of your boundaries. Again, I'm both saying, this is all the same psukim from the Tochacha. You'll go ahead and you'll have olives in all of your boundaries, but ultimately, again, you will not be able to collect the oil. La'abaye amar le'mireshe. So Ta'abaye said, focus at the beginning of the pasuk that you're going to have a lot of oil. L'rava amar le'mireshe. For Rava, he ultimately said, focus on the end of the pasuk, namely that your crop is going to be destroyed. Akrinon, v'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz. They both had a dream, and in their dream they saw the pasuk. All of the nations of the world will see that the name of God is upon you and they will fear you. Abayi, you're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva, and as a result of that, people are going to revere you from all over the world. So we'll say, for Rava Bar Hedge said, what's going to happen is going to be a burglary in the king's treasury. They're going to suspect you, ultimately, of being the thief. And the entire world is going to make a kavachomer. If they could suspect Rava of being a thief, so they could suspect us as well. Lamachar itbar bedaina demalka va'asu v'tavsei l'Rava. The next day, sure enough, there was a break-in in the king's treasury. For some reason, they suspected Rava and they arrested him. Amri lei, so I'll say, so again, they keep having more dreams. Amri lei, chazon, we saw chaso alpum duni. We saw a head of lettuce on top of a barrel of wine. La'abai amrlei if iskech kechasa. So Abai, he said, your business is going to be as successful as a head of lettuce. Just like the head of lettuce has many leaves, so to your business is going to be successful. Rabba amrlei mor iskech kechasa. Your business ventures will become as bitter as a head of lettuce. Amrlei chazan bisra pumdani. We saw meat sitting on top of a barrel of wine. Another dream. La'abai amrlei basim chamra fa'asikuli amrlei mizvan bisra v'chamra minach. So Abai, he says, your wine is going to be fragrant, and everyone's going to come to buy meat and wine from you. The Rava Amalei, Takiv Chamrach, your wine is going to spoil. Va'ase Kuli Amal Mizban Bisra L'Meichal Bey. Your wine is going to spoil. So we'll say, apparently what they used to do is as follows. Obviously, you can't drink spoiled wine, but you can use spoiled wine as a dip. As a dip. And very bit is spoiled, meaning he wants it to churn a little bit. So people will come, so ultimately your wine will sour, and the only thing your wine will be usable for will be a dip for meat. Amalei Chazan, Chavisa de Tali Bidikla. So we'll say, they have another dream. And they saw in their dream a barrel suspended from a palm tree. La'abai amrlei midli iskach kedikla. So Tabai said the dream means that your business ventures will grow as high as a palm tree. L'rava amrlei chali iskach ketamri. And to Ravi he said ultimately again that your business ventures will become as sweet as dates. So we'll say, so what Rashi explains this means, sweet as dates, means that your merchandise is going to be cheap, right? Everyone's going to want it, it's going to be cheaper. Amrli Chazan Romana de Katri Apum Dani. So we'll say, so next, if you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says over here, Okay, so Amalei, so the Gemara says, Chazan Rumna Dikatri Apum Dani. Rumna is a pomegranate. I saw Rimon sitting on top of a barrel. La'abai Amalei Iskech Ashik Iskech Kerimona. Ultimately, again, that your business is going to become as fruitful as the Rimon. The Rava Amalei Kavi Iskech Kerimona. Your business ventures will be as tart as the pomegranate. Reference to failure. Amrlei chazan chavisa denafal abira. We saw in our dreams a barrel that fell into a pit. La'abaya amrlei mispay iskech. your business, right, your merchandise will be wanted, will be valued by customers. As people say, a piece of bread fell into the pit and it's not to be found. Your business is going to be lost. You're going to lose your business, right? Your merchandise will be lost as if it's thrown into a pit. So ultimately, again, I will say, in our dreams we saw, Bar Chamra means a donkey. The koi asidon abar that is standing by the side and ultimately that is and is braying. La Abaye amarle malka havis the koi amora alech. So if Abaye says you're going to become a king, that king over here doesn't mean king; it means Rosh Hashiva, and therefore you're going to have an amor. You're going to have a spokesperson. Remember a turgeman. Remember, we'll say there used to be that the way the Rosh Hashiva would give his shir would be that he would deliver a message, and then the turgeman's job was to go in and disseminate it to the public. So there'll be someone braying by your side. L'Rava, Amar Le Peter Chamar Gait Mitfilech. So he said to Rava, the words Peter Chamar are missing from your tefillin. Right? There are words missing from the parashos in your tefillin. Peter Chamar is missing from your tefillin. Amar Le Didi Chazili V'Isei. So Rava said, that's not true. I just actually recently checked my tefillin and I saw that those words are there. Amar Le Vav De Peter Chamar Vadi Gait Mitfilech. If the word is not missing, at least the Vav of Peter Chamor is missing. L'sof azar rava l'chudei. So fine. So l'sof azar rava l'chudei l'gabei. So we'll say, at this point in time, Rava stopped going with Abaye to Bar Hedja. So he decides to go himself to Bar Hedja. Amrale, chazoi dasha b'raisa d'nafal. I saw that the exterior wall of my house fell down. Amrale ishtecha shchava. He said that means your wife is going to pass away. Amrale, chazoi kavi v'shini dinasr. I see that my outer teeth and inner teeth fell out. Amrale, banecho b'nosecha shachva. And your sons and your daughters are going to die. Amrale, chazoi tarti yoni deparchon. I see two birds, two doves that are flying away. Amrale, tre nashi migareshes. That foreshadows are going to divorce two women. Amrale, chazoi tre gardile delifta. I saw two turnips. Two turnips. Amarle tre kulfin balas. Means you're going to get hit in the head twice with clubs. Azul Rav. So we'll say, watch this. Azul Rava hohu yom aviyasev midrasha. So we'll say, poor Rava is kind of taking in all of this information. It's not been a good day. So we'll say, so Rava's sitting in the base medrash, and what happens? So ishka chano tre sagi nohuri dahave kamansi bahadi adadi. Two blind people get into a fight. Azul Rava lifar kunhu. So Rava goes to try to break up the fight between the two blind people. Umachul Rava Trey. And also because they were blind, unintentionally what happens? They hit Rava over the head twice. So Rava got hit over the head twice. So Dalu Lamachuya Arichrise. So one of the blind guys is about to hit him again. How about him again? Amar Mistaye Train. You know what? The prophecy only said twice. Right? So he said, enough, right? Enough. I'll say, first of all, it's an incredibly beautiful Gemara. If you think about this story also, even leaving aside the dreams, this notion that Rava saw two people fighting and tried to insert himself in order to make shalom. Right? This idea being that sometimes we see things that are happening and we just assume it's not our business and turn the other way. Sometimes that is true, but other times there is a very important need to get involved and try to go ahead and create shalom. So the Gemara goes weiter. So dalu l'machuya achris, all right, good. L'sof asar Rava, v'yay le'igra. We'll say, watch this. So Rava finally decided to start paying Bar Hedja. Right? He decided to start paying. And we'll say, so what happens? So l'sof asar Rava, v'yay le'igra, amar le'chazoy ashisa d'nafal. So he said, ultimately again, good. So, right, v'yay le'igra. So amar le'chazoy ashisa d'nafal. Amarle nechasim below mitzarin kanisa. So he said, I saw a wall that fell down. So the Gemara says, oh, that means Rava's. Bar Hedja says to Rava, it means you're going to have an incredible amount of nechasim. Meaning the idea being that the border falls down, he's going to have incredible success in business. Amarle chazoi apadno da Abaye dinafal v'kasin afke. I saw that the mansion of Abaye fell down, and I was covered in dust. Amarle Abaye shachiv. When Abaye dies, umisifta asi legabach, you will become the Rosh Hashiva. The idea of the mansion of Abaye falling down was a reference ultimately again to Abaye's death. the dust covering Rava means you're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Gemara says, Amalei chazoi apadno didid enough of asukli amashaka levinda levinda. I saw in a dream my mansion fall down, and everyone comes to take one brick at a time. Amalei shmaisisach mevadron ba'olam. It means that your teachings are going to spread throughout the world. Those bricks represent your teachings. Everyone coming to take on means you're going to spread through. Amalei chazoi de'afka reishe v'nasar mukri. I had a dream that my head was split open and my brains fell out. Amalei udra mibe sadja nafik. So let's see if you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here. Rashi says udra mibe sadja hamuchin yotzim min akar shimer rosh osav. So the Gemara says Amalei. I'm sorry. Akar yon hala right. So let's say so again. This was this idea ultimately that what that your teachings are going to disseminate to the world. Amalei akar yon halala mitzra bechalma. I saw that I was reading halala mitzri. So both say, so remember again, that refers to the halal that we recite at the Seder. Amarlei Nisa Misrach Shiloch. It means that miracles are going to occur for you. Havaka Asrabo say, fine. So now, obviously, after Rava started paying, so the interpretations changed dramatically. So the Gemara says as follows. Good. So all right, we'll have to catch up on the Rashi different time. So Gemara says, well, listen to this. So Havaka Azil Behedja Ba'arba. I'm sorry. Havaka azul bahadei ba'arba. So one time, so what happened? So Rava was traveling with Barhedja in a boat. Amar bahadi gavad de misrachesh le nisa lamali. So both say, so what happens? So remember, Barhedja just interpreted a dream for Rava that miracles are going to happen for him. So Barhedja is concerned, well, maybe what's supposed to happen is the boat that we're in is going to sink. Right? The prophecy only says, the dream only said that Rava is going to have the dream. Have the salvation, have the miracle. Why should I travel in the boat with this guy? So what happened? Listen to this. Bahadi de kasalik. So therefore, Barhedja decides to get out of the boat. Nafal Sifra Mine. His book, his sefer, falls. Barhedja drops his sefer. Ashkechei Rava. So Rava found Barhedja's sefer. He's looking through the sefer. Vahavachazek Sivbe, and he saw written in Barhedja's sefer, Kalachalomos Holchin Acher HaPeh. He found in Barhedja's sefer, Rava was saying, Barhedja's secret, all dreams follow their interpretation. See, he sees this now. He sees this man who interpreted all of these dreams in such a dramatically terrible fashion for Rav until he started paying, and now he sees his trick. All dreams follow their interpretation. So Amar Lei, Amar, Russia. So Rav turns to Rabbi Hedges, you are Russia. Bididach Kaima, all of thee in my dreams were up to your interpretation. Vitzaras and Kulean, you caused me so much pain and so much misfortune. Kulu machalina lacha, but I forgive you for all of them. Bar mi barte d'ravchis, except for the death of my wife. Right? I forgive you for all the misfortune that you brought upon me through your interpretations, which literally means with the exception of the daughter of Rav Chisda. So Rava was married to the daughter of Rav Chisda. So I forgive you for all the misfortunes you brought upon me except for the death of my wife. Yehi Rava, delimsar hu gavrli de machusa, delomarechmu alei. So Rava says to Rahedja, I hope that you are captured by the government who will have no mercy upon you. So listen to this. So Amar Ma'i Ovid. So ultimately, Sarah Hedges says, well, what should I do now? When you're cursed by a great person, that curse comes to fruition. So Barhedges says, listen, Rava just cursed me in a pretty significant way, and the truth is I deserved it. So what should I do? Amar Eikim the Igli. You know what I'll do is I'll get up and I'll go into exile. Do Amar Mar Golus Mecha Peres Avon. Because exile atones for sin. Come gali lebe Ramai. So what he went to exiled himself to some Roman city. So what happened? Azul Yasa Peskadresh Turzina de Malka. He went and he positioned himself at the he exiled himself and he lived next door to the treasurer of the Caesar. Torzina de Malkarash is Shomer Otsar Melech, the person who's in charge of the king's treasury. So what happened? Listen to this. Reish Torzina Chazachalma. So we'll say, amazingly enough, the treasurer has a dream. Amarle, Chazai Chalma de Aile Machta Betzbasai. So apparently people knew about Barhedja. So the treasurer now goes over to his new neighbor Barhedja. Listen, in my dream, I saw that I had a needle in my finger. Amrle havli zuzam. Some people never learn, right? So Barheja says, you know what, give me a zuz, right? Give me a zuz. Man's got to make a living, right? Give me a zuz and I'll interpret your dream. Velo yoyevle. So the Gemara says, velo yoyevle, I'm sorry, velo yoyevle. Velo yoyevle. So Amrle, velo midi. So the Gemara says, Amrle chazoy dinafal tech. I'm sorry, lo Amrle velo midi. So therefore, because the treasurer will not pay, therefore Barheja will not interpret the dream. Next, Amr le chazoy dinafal tichla betartinetz basai. I saw that there was a worm. So again, the treasurer has another dream. There was a worm in two of my fingers. So Amr le havli zuzay. Barheja says, give me my zuz and I'll give you the interpretation. Velo yavle, velo Amr le velo midi. So again, Barheja won't interpret the dream. Chazoy dinafal tichla bekule yadeh. I see now that there's a worm that has crawled into my entire hand. Amr, so at this point in time, Barheja says, fine. Nafal tichla bekule shirai. All of the king's silk has been ruined by silk, by worms. Right? Worms have eaten through all of the silk. Shami be malka, so what happens? So sure enough, this king hears, the Caesar hears, and what happens? They're ready to execute the treasurer because he was derelict in his responsibility to take care of the treasury. So Amarle, Ano Amai Aisilahai, Dahava Yoda Velo Amar. Why are you only executing me? Why don't you bring the guy who knew what was happening the entire time, and yet for one zuz, he would not save the king's treasury? So the Gemara. So what happens? So sure enough, Asula Barheja. They brought Barheja. Amrle Amtu Zuza Didach Shecharvu Amadeis Shirai Demalka. Because of your one zuz, right? Because of your one zuz, all of the king's silk was destroyed. So we'll say, what did they do? They did their judgment with Barheja. Kafisu train arzi bechavlo. What they did is, we'll say, is they took two palm trees, they bent them in towards each other. Asir chad kari lechad arza bechad kari lechad arza visharu lechavla adit stalik reshe azol kolchad vechad vekama tuchte veitzalik v'nafal betrain. Essentially, what happens is they tied each of Barheja, thank you. Each of Barheja's legs and arms to one of the trees and allowed the trees to snap back, and Barheja was split in half. I will say, so first of all, it's an incredible story about dreams, and again, obviously, support to this idea that I call holich acharapeh. But I will say also an incredible mussar, sometimes about the way people become blinded for very short-term goals or very short-term benefits. Right? Barheja's entire life was focused on that one zuz. He ruined Rava's life for the one zuz. Allowed the king's silk, meaning how much more he could have gone ahead and made had he told the king the secret to what was going on and how much he could have ingratiated himself to the king. But yet again, sometimes he becomes so focused on something so small and we lose sight of the greater things that are happening all around us. An incredible Musar. Shal ben Nam and Achos Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Shmuel. Ra'isi Shabbos says some more in dream interpretations. So Ra'isi Shnei Lechai Shenashu. I saw literally again, two jaws, two parts of the jaw that were dislodged. What does that mean? Amr Shnei Gidudei Rome Ya'atsu Alecha Ra. So it means two Roman noblemen or two Roman leaders were plotting against you in a bad way, but both of them died. Amrle bar kafra le Rabbi Ra'isi chot mishana. So I saw in a dream that my nose fell off. Amrle charon af nistalek mimcha. Means that God was angry at you, but now he's no longer angry. So we'll say, so remember, divine anger is referred to as charon af, right? Literally, again, like blazing, flaring nostrils. So the nose falling off was symbolic of the anger going away. Amrle Ra'isi shnei yada shenechtechu. I saw in my dreams that my two hands were cut off. Amrle lo titzarich lemaisi adecha. Means you're no longer going to have to work. Baruch Hashem, come so wealthy, you don't have to work. Amalei isi beizragalei shenik. I saw my dream. My two legs, my two feet were cut off. Amalei asus atarochev. Means you're not going to have to walk because you're going to be elevated to such a position that you're going to ride on a horse. The Gemara says, the Amri Li, Chazoy the Amri Li, ba'adar misas v'nisan lochaz. That's what says in this, in Yonin Diyoma. I saw in my dream that it said, in Adar, I'm going to die, and you will not see Nisan. It means Amrle ba'ad rusa misas So in this case, Adarusa means in glory you will live. Rashi says, Bechavad ubahadar tamos, right? You will go ahead and live in glory. So that's what it means that you will, right? You will see Adar, you'll see glory, but you won't see Nisayon. In other words, ultimately, again, you won't come to great challenges in life. So we'll say, so listen to this. So there was a tztuki. Remember that tztuki were people who did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They did not believe in the oral tradition, just only in Torah Shebichsav. So there was a tztuki, said Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi Shani Mashke Shemen Lezesim, in my dream, I saw that while I was inserting oil into olives. Amrelei, Ba'al Imo. It means you committed an act of incest. Right, ultimately, again, putting oil back into olives is a metaphor for incest. I saw in my dream that I took a star. That means you kidnapped a Jew. I saw that I swallowed the star in my dream. It means you sold the person who you kidnapped and you spent the money. Third wide line of 56b. I saw in my dream that my eyes kissed each other. Amalei bal alachosa means you committed an act of incest with your sister. Amalei chazoi dinashki siyara. In my dream, I was kissing the moon. Amalei baal isha sisro. It means ultimately again that you committed an act of adultery with a Jewish woman. Amalei chazoi didakirna betuna daaso. In my dream, I saw that I was in the shade of a myrtle branch. Amalei ba al nara hamurasa. It means that she had relations with a betrothed girl. Amalei chazoi tuna meiloi vehu mitasoi. I saw the shadow above me, even though it was below me. Amalei mishkavcha hafuch. It means when you engage in an act of relations, ultimately, again, the woman who you're engaging in the relations with was on top, and you were on the bottom. Amalei chazoi urvei dehadri lepuria. I saw ravens around my bed. Amalei ishtachazan sami anoshim harbe. It means that your wife has committed adultery with many men. Amalei chazoi yoni dehadri lepuria. I saw many, many doves around my bed. Amalei noshim harbe timesa. It means that you defiled many women. Amalei chazoi dinaki cheyoni yiparchan. I saw in my dream that I was holding two doves and they were flying. Amalei tarti nashi nasapta. Upatrisinun below get means you are married to two women, right? But ultimately, again, you divorce them without giving them a get. Amalei chazoi de kalifna bay. I saw my dream that I was peeling an egg. Amalei shichvi kamashalachas. It means you strip corpses of their clothing. So let's listen to this. So okay, this was just okay. Now we're done. So the tzduki says to Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei kulu isnubi. You know, you're good. You're good. Yes, I did all of this stuff. But chas v'shalom, I'm not so disgusting that I would ever strip corpses. Right? Everybody, you know, both say, you know, the klal gadol in life is everyone draws their line somewhere. Right? It's all right. This is that thing I would never do. I would do everything else, but I wouldn't do that thing. Right? So incest, all right, whatever. Everything, all right? But stripping corpses, disgusting. Disgusting. So that I would never do. Bar mi'ahi delaysay. So I'll say, watch this. Ad ha'chi v'ha'chi, as Rabbi Shmuel and Tzduki are talking. So asya ha'i isisav amrele ha'glima demichsa de gavra ploni hu demisvashlachte. But as they were talking, a woman walks by and she says to the Tzduki, by the way, that cloak that you're wearing, that's not yours. You took that off the corpse of the guy who died the other day. So I'll say, so sure enough, again, Rabbi Shmuel was right on all counts. Now, I just want to point out, if you notice over here, this dream interpretation is different. Because up until now, dream interpretations were all about what? What is going to happen. Here, these dream interpretations ultimately, again, were reflective of what did occur. Which I will say actually is very interesting, goes to the idea that dreams are a manifestation of the subconscious. Right? That again, what is this guy dreaming about? He's dreaming about the Averis that he committed. Right? That's what happened over here. And Rabbi Shmuel was able to understand, ultimately, again, that in each of those dreams, was an allusion to something he did wrong. Amrli chazoi de amrli. So again, apparently the tztuki is not finished. So amrli chazoi de amrli shavikli avuch nichsi bekaputkia. So I had a dream, and in my dream, my father left me money. They told me my father left me money in kaputkia. So amrli isli nichsi bekul kaputkia. Does your family own any property in kaputkia? Amrli lav. The tztuki said no. Kaputkia. Tell me, did your father ever visit Kaputkia? He said, no. Imkain, if that's the case, Kaputkia is not a name of a place. Well, it is a name of a place, but in your dream, that's not what it means. But rather, it's a contraction of words. Kafa. Kafa means kishura, right? The word kafa means a beam. Daika means asara, the tenth. Zil chazi kafa deresh asar shimalei azuzi. Go look at the tenth beam in the house, and your father hid money there. Azal ashkach shimalei azuzi. Sure enough, again, the tzduki went, looked in the tenth beam, and the tenth beam was filled with money. Amr v'chanina, harua be'er b'chalom, if someone sees a well in his dream, roa shalom. Then ultimately, so we'll say the tzduki story is finished. Now the Gemara is going to spend some time discussing the different symbolisms of different things in dreams. If you see a well in your dream, that means you can have shalom. Shenemar v'yachpura avdei Yitzchak b'nachal v'yimtzu sham be'er mayim chayim. Reb Nosson Amar Matzah Torah. If you see a well, that ultimately foreshadows the fact that you're going to acquire Torah. Shenemar ki motzai matzah chayim k'siv halcha be'er mayim chayim. Rava Amar chayim mamish. No, if you see a well, it means well represents life itself. So we'll say, bottom line is, if you see a well, good news, right? Whether it means shalom, or whether it means life. Again, that well representing water, representing life, representing vitality is good. Amar Rav Chanan, shalosh shlomos hein. There are three things which represent shalom in a dream, or represent shalom in general. Nar, tzipor, kidera. I will say, right, the river, the bird, and the kettle. The river, the bird, and the kettle, right, represent ultimately, again, the three different things that are shalom. D'chsev, hinini notele kinar shalom. So we'll say again, here I extend it like a river of feast. Tzipor d'chsev, ki tziporim afos kinyagin Hashem tzavakos. Kedero d'chsev, Hashem tishpos shalom lanos. So we'll say tishpos, Rashi points out, also is midashon kedera. Amrab chanina, or bekedera she'in babas rashinu. This is only if the image is of a pot without meat. A pot without meat. So the Gemara says, if someone goes ahead and sees a river in his dream, now this is very interesting. So now we're transitioning a little bit, and what we're going to see is there are certain things that if you see them are always a good omen. So a well, always a good omen. A river, a bird, and a kettle, good omens. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, but there are other things that ultimately, again, can actually be interpreted in different ways. So if you see them in your dream, the important thing is when you wake up in the morning, you should say a certain pasuk that ultimately, again, lends a positive spin to the thing that you saw. So Rabbi Yeshua even says, by a river, if a person saw in his dream a river, he should wake up and he should say, hinini note le kinar shalom. So we'll say, he should say the pasuk, behold, I extend it before you like a river of peace. Kodim shikamenu pasuk achar. Before another pasuk comes to his mouth, ki yavo kinar tsar. It will come like a river of pain. So we'll say, the idea is that river could represent a river of prosperity or a river of pain. So if you dreamt about a river, when you wake up in the morning, you should say the pasuk of positivity in order to give the dream a positive spin. Haroat tzipor b'chalom. Similarly, again, if a person sees a bird in the dream, yashkim yomar ki tziporim afos ken yagin, kodim shikamenu pasuk achar ki tzipor no dedes min kano. So if you see a bird in your dream, when you wake up, say the positive pasuk, like birds that fly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. Before the other pasuk comes to mind, like a bird that wanders from its nest. Haroa kedera b'chalom. If someone sees a pot in his dream, yashkim v'yomer Hashem tishbo shalom lanu kodim shikamenu pasuk achar shifos sasir shifos. So we'll see the idea being, this goes after the idea of akol holich achar hapeh, that if you see something in your dream that could be interpreted positively or negatively, go ahead and say a pasuk that highlights the positive interpretation in order to give the dream a positive meaning. Harua anavim b'cholom, if one sees grapes in a dream, yashkim v'yomar ka'anavim b'midbar, he should wake up and say like grapes in the desert, which is a positive pasuk, kudim shikamenu pasuk achar anavemo in veirosh, that is, grapes are the grapes of bitterness. Harua har b'cholom, if a person sees a mountain in a dream, yashkim v'yomar ma'anavu ala harim raglim yifsar, kudim shikamenu pasuk achar al haharim esa bechi unehi. So we'll say, so again, all of these things are like the mountain could either have a positive association, a negative association. When you wake up in the morning, say the positive, say the pasuk that highlights the positive association. Hashroah shofar b'cholom. If a person sees a shofar in his dream, Yashkin Yomer should wake up and say, V'hoya b'yom ho yitaka b'shofar gadol. Right, say the pasuk of Mashiach. It'll be on that day that a great shofar will sound. Kodim shikamenu pasuk acher. Before another pasuk comes along, Tiku shofar b'givo. Haroya kelev b'cholom. If someone sees a dog in his dream, Yashkim yomar u'lechol b'nei Yisrael lo yacharas kelev l'shono. And there was a b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And for all the b'nei Yisrael, the dog literally again shall not wag its tongue. Kodesh shekamenu pasuk acher v'aklovim azei nefesh. Haroya ari b'cholom. If one sees a lion in his dream, Yashkim yomar ariye sha'ag milo yira. If the lion cries out, who will not fear? Kodesh shekamenu pasuk acher. If someone has a dream about shaving, the pasuk by Yosef, right? Ultimately, again, we're shaving, right? Yosef took a haircut and he shaved before being brought to Paro. So in that case, again, the shaving and the haircutting represented Yosef's rise to greatness. So go ahead and recite that pasuk. Kodim shekamenu pasuk acher im galachti v'sar mimeni kochi. If someone sees a well in his dream, before another pasuk comes to mind, ka'akir bir mi'imama, me'mehal, excuse me, if someone sees a reed in his dream, you should wake up and say, kana ratzos lo yishaber, even the cracked reed will not be broken. Kodim shekamenu pasuk acher, hine b'patachta l'cha al mish'anas hakena haratzos. Good. Tan Rabbana. So we'll say so again. All of this reflecting the idea of Hakol Holich Achara Pitarona, Kol Holich Achara Peh, dreams follow interpretation. So therefore, if you see something that can lend itself to different interpretations, be quick to wake up in the morning and infuse the positive interpretation into these dreams. Tan Rabbanan. Haroa Kana B'chalom. If someone sees a reed in his dream, he dreams about a reed, Yitzap L'Chachma. Ultimately, again, he should anticipate wisdom. Shene'emar kana chachma. Because as the pasuk says, ultimately again, v'yomer reishis chachma kinei chachma obakol kinyan cha kinei bina. So we'll say, so remember again, it's a play on words. The pasuk says, kinei chachma, acquire wisdom. So it's the same letters, kinei, acquire, kana, reed, kuf, nun, hey. So if you see a reed that is a metaphorical illusion, ultimately it ends up that you are going to acquire wisdom. Kanim, if you see multiple reeds, then yitzap elabina. Then you should anticipate both chachma, wisdom, and bina. But say chachma is wisdom, bina is understanding. Shneemar or bechol kinyanecha kinei bina. So say an interesting chilik between wisdom and understanding. So understanding, Rashi points out, is mevinin davar mitoch davar. It's the ability to discern things. Meaning wisdom, chachma is basic wisdom. Bina is the ability to understand things based on knowledge you've already acquired. Amar Mizera kara. Or I should say, kra, kura, kira, kanya, kulu, ma'ala, l'chalma. If you see any of these items, so we'll say, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, is kra is dala'as, is a gourd. Kora, Rashi says, is rach hagadol ba'anfei hadekel. It's the heart of palm. Kira is wax. Kanya is a reed. So if you see any of these things, that's good for a dream. That means you're going to acquire some type of greatness. Whether that greatness is wisdom, that greatness is of wealth, they all have a lashon ultimately of acquisition. Tanya, Eimarin Diluin El Lemishu Yarishan Bechol Kocho. Ultimately, again, if you dream about gourds, so that means that that's a person who is an incredible Yoresh Shamayim. But say, how does dreaming about gourds represent Yoresh Shamayim? So Diluin is Dal Ayin, lifting up your eyes. So a person who lifts his eyes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all, that's a Yoresh Shamayim. Haroa Shor B'chalom, if a person sees an ox in his dream, Yashkim Yomer B'chor Sharo Hadar Lo. Give a positive twist on the pasuk. Literally, again, a pasuk by Yosef. Right, so you should say the positive pasuk of reference to Yosef as the strong ox before the pasuk of a goring ox comes to your mind. Tan Rabbanan, chamisha devarim namru b'shar. So there were five things that were said about an ox. Ha'ochel mibsaro, if someone eats of ox meat, misasher. Ultimately, again, he becomes wealthy. It's talking about if you dream it, right? If you dream about eating ox meat, that is a good that's a good symbol, a good sign that you're going to become wealthy. Nagcho, if in your dream about the goring ox, It means that you will have children who gore each other in Torah. Which also means that you have children who are fierce talmidei chachamim, right? Children who fight in Torah. Nashru, if you're bitten by an ox in your dream, yisurin ba'in alav. Then that ultimately foreshadows the fact that suffering is going to come upon you. Ba'atu. I'm sorry. Nashru yisurin ba'in alav. Ba'atu derech rechoka nizdamu lo rachva ola legdola. So I'll say. So what happens? Batu, I'm sorry, I should say Batu. If you get kicked by the ox in your dream, derech rechokin is damnula, means you have a long journey ahead of you. Rachbo, if you ride on the ox in your dream, then ola legdula. Ultimately, again, that foreshadows the fact that you're going to rise to greatness. Ay vatanya rachbo mace. But yet we learned elsewhere that if you have a dream about riding on an ox, that ultimately again foreshadows the fact that you're going to die. So the Gemara's lokasha hadirachiv hula tura hadirachiv tura ledide. Good distinction, right? One is a dream where you're riding the ox. One is the dream where the ox is riding on you. If you're riding on the ox, then ultimately, again, that's a symbol, ultimately, that one will rise to greatness. If the ox is riding on you, then chas v'shalom, that may foreshadow death. Haruah chamer b'chalom, if a person sees a donkey in his dreams, yitzap el Yeshua, he should eagerly anticipate salvation. Shnei Amar, hinei malkecha yavo lecha tzadik v'nosha, who ani varochev ala chamer. I will say reference to Mashiach. Right? Mashiach comes to ride on a donkey. So if you have a dream, ultimately, again, about riding on, right? If you have a dream about a donkey, that is a good foreshadow for salvation. Haruah chatul b'chalom, if you see a cat in your dream, Ba'asra de kakar de shunra, see if you live in a place where they don't call a chatul, but rather they call it a shunra, nasis lo shira no'e. Then ultimately, again, that foreshadows the fact that there's going to be a beautiful melodic song in your life. Shinra, if you live in a place where they call a cat a shinra, then nasis lo shinui ra. Then ultimately, again, that is a sign that there are going to be significant changes, negative changes in your life. We'll say, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with more omens and the dreams. Emirat Hashem, Mishat Tov Matzlachas tomorrow. I'll record the Parsha Thought to Emirat Hashem after that. Shkoyach.
Seriously, I get a dream.